Report: Demoralized Warner Media employees furious over return to office mandate as layoffs loom. By David Ng on May 12, 2022. Warner Media employees are reportedly complaining about a new return to office mandate that is requiring them to return to the office at least 3 times a week. Fueling the internal backlash is pervasive low morale stemming from expected layoffs as a result of the Warner Discovery merger. While tens of millions of blue-collar and service workers have been reporting to work since the height of the pandemic, white-collar employees continue to enjoy the privilege of working from home. Deadline reported that numerous employees of Warner Media, which owns CNN, have posted comments to its site complaining about an internal Warner Brothers Discovery memo saying they will be required to physically be in the office at least 3 times a week starting June 1. Employees are allowed to adjust to the new schedule by starting to go to the office at least 2 times a week in May. Why is Discovery insisting we alter our lives, change our work patterns and come back to an office when many of us are about to be laid off? One person reportedly asked. Could just have easily laid off people first and then in a few weeks' time only required those who still remain to return. It's just salt in the wound. Another anonymous commenter blasted Discovery leadership. From an employee that has been with Warner for over 20 years. This really feels like McDonald's has bought a Michelin star restaurant and thinks they know how to run it. There are more Warner Media employees than Discovery employees in the U.S. yet our voices do not matter, one person reportedly wrote. Warner Brothers Discovery executives have already embarked on cost-cutting measures at CNN by killing the much-hyped CNN Plus streaming service just 1 month after it had launched. CNN Plus had managed to attract only 150,000 subscribers despite a massive promotional push by Warner Media. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.